Welcome to Saturday, November 7th edition of Zeta Global Radio. Welcome, everybody. I am your host, Lainey Savante-Walkin. We have such an awesome show this week. I'm so excited to share everything and everyone with you, our audience. So sit back, relax, get a cup of tea, and let's get right into it. So let's start off with the positive news. This week, we have a lot of events and good things going on. As you know, Zeta Global Radio is the media sponsor of the Lantern Fest. And of course, the Lantern Fests are all over the country going around right now, thousands of people at each event, bringing their wishes and dreams and hopes into the sky with these beautiful lanterns with great entertainment. Well, next week on November 14th on Saturday, Lantern Fest will be coming both to Spokane, Washington and Albuquerque, New Mexico. ZGR is a proud sponsor of Albuquerque, and we'll be there with an entire team at the Sandia Speedway, and we look forward to meeting you all there. If you're in the Albuquerque area, you're coming to Lantern Fest, join us. We'll be there. Our ZGR team will be handing out swag and doing interviews with all of you Lantern Festers. Meet our staff. We'd love to meet you. I am going to be with my husband, Howard Walkin, up in Lantern Fest, Spokane Post, Idaho Falls. Or is it Post Falls, Idaho? One of the two. Either way, we're going to be there. So I will be there with Howard and painter Michael Ostoski. We're going to go on stage to perform Rock and Art Fusion. I'm so excited because not only are Howard and Michael going to be there with Rock and Art Fusion, but conscious hip-hop artist Cade, whom you've heard earlier in the summer on Zeta Global Radio. You can check out archive for that. He will be performing with the guys and sharing his amazing songs from his brand new EP, We'll Rap for Change. So here to talk more about this incredible album and what's happening at Lantern Fest is Cade himself, live at the Lab Recording Studios. Welcome, Cade.
Thank you for having me, Lainey. Savante, sorry.
You know, either way, it's okay. You know what? I don't even count now. Some people call me Savante. Some people call me Lainey. I actually do prefer Savante.
Right.
I've been Lainey a long time. But Savante, you know.
It's time to give it a little, you know, change.
Yeah, switch it up a little bit. Became Savante, became a Walkin earlier, you know. It's always good to change up the names. All right, so tell us about, let's see. Let's talk about your EP. Let's talk about how it's being released soon here. And then also you're about to perform in front of thousands of people in Spokane. Post Idaho Falls.
Yes.
Whatever you want to call it.
We'll call it, you know, Narnia for now. Because that's how it's making me feel. We'll Rap for Change. It's just going to be a four-track album. Some of my songs that I think will, you know, give everyone a little taste of all my styles, because I'm not just one solitary, you know, style of musician. I have plenty of different edges, I guess you could say.
You've got quite a range, as we heard earlier in the summer. Again, I tell you all, go back to that archive, because he busted out a blues song that just made me melt. So I want you all to hear that too, because eventually we're going to hear that on an album.
Oh, absolutely. That one's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, so We'll Rap for Change will be out November 13th, and then we will be up in Post Falls, Idaho, playing at Lantern Fest, which I think is pretty insane.
So what do you think of that? What do you think of the whole idea of what they're doing? Because it's really taken on, it's taken the country by storm. There's thousands of people.
Right.
In just every major city at this point.
No, I think it's a wonderful thing to do. It gives everybody a chance to go, you know, congregate at this one event and kind of like, I don't know, explore their spiritualities a little bit deeper. And it's a comfortable place to do it. You know, you have music, you have people, like-minded individuals, and I'm assuming. and then everyone just gets to throw their intentions into the air. And if you've ever done that, you know exactly how much of a weight is lifted off of you when you do something like that.
Because for sure.
You just give your energy to the cosmos and let it take control, basically, from there.
We did that last night, just the family, even my little ones. I mean, it's so great teaching the young generation on what that means. We do it with the fire, and we throw intentions into the fire and give it up to spirit. And just to share the sweetest little thing, my 9-year-old who lost her chinchilla made a note that to Tommy that said, "Please find my chinchilla grape. So you have a friend and he has someone to watch over him up in heaven."
That is so sweet.
And Howard and I just looked at each other and just
melted. Right.
So I love the idea of Lantern Fest, wherever you can throw those wishes up, you know. So we're
absolutely
proud to be there, and we're so excited to see you do what you do.
Well, because I mean, some people they don't have a way to outlet on that. So this is a great place to do it, and you get good people, good music, and man, I am so excited for it.
Awesome. So if you can't make it to Lantern Fest and see Cade and to see Rockin' Art Fusion, you can always check them out on their websites, rockinartfusion.com. And how can they find you, Cade, to learn more about your album and your EP coming out?
You can find me on SoundCloud, Bandcamp, Reverb Nation, and Facebook as well. Just type in C-A-I-D, Cade.
Excellent. So take a listen to his album. You're going to be blown away. We're really excited. And this is not your full album. This is just your EP.
Yeah, it's just a little tester. This is the little teaser before the entree, you know.
Awesome. Okay, thank you for being here. And stick around, because
you're actually
kind of part of this next news topic. So
absolutely,
let's get right into that. So I think it was last week or the week before, we had the beautiful Florida Mayo, Sacred Woman of Prayer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and this show got a lot of great response. A lot of people wrote in and said how well they received of the show, how they were touched by her work. And we indicated a little bit on that show that when she was at the World Parliament of World Religions a couple weeks back in Colorado, she did the closing prayer with this lullaby. And what's exciting about this is that she came back, she met up with Howard, and she recorded the lullaby here. And through sort of the brainstorming and creative spirit, what unfolded was the idea of doing a full CD release of her lullaby in many different versions. And so we're going to come out in holiday time here. It's going to be really, we'll announce it soon, but it'll come out in December. And it'll be a lullaby for the holiday. It'll be a heritage sort of CD of that song.
There you go.
Yeah. And then we're going to come back in spring and do one that's dedicated to really the birthing of planting of seeds and doing all that in different versions. And you should talk about it, because I think you and Howard are cooking up a version of the lullaby we're excited to hear about.
Yeah, we are. Bison is going to do a little hip-hop remix of the lullaby. And it's funny, I was here at the studio last night working on a song, and you know, I had my friend Kelly here with her dog, and that lullaby came on because I was showing her the new song I was working on. And right when that lullaby came on, Jack, her dog, looked up at her, and she just looks at him and she goes, "Just go night night," and he just laid down and passed out.
Oh,
during the lullaby. And he's never done that before. I live with her, so.
Well,
funny.
I think that humans and animals and spirits are all going to be touched by this lullaby. I think that's what's so beautiful about the extended version of the lullaby, is that she talks about the oneness of how we should be honoring the four-leggeds, the two-leggeds,
absolutely,
the insects, the ones that fly. And I'm really excited to see what Howard's going to do through his beautiful bison moniker and everything that will come out of this. So blessings to this unfoldment for all the world to be able to take part in this listening of this CD. Actually, two. Again, there'll be one in this holiday season for gift giving. And this one's really nice because the holiday heritage CD will come with a beautiful sacred oil from Florida Mayo with the CD. So it's this beautiful gift collection, and we'll have more on that. So you can actually go to our brand new website, ZetaGlobalRadio.com, learn all about that. You could also go to our Facebook page, and you can also go to followthegoldenpath.org and learn more about Florida Mayo's work. So we'll look forward to that, and then seeing what you guys all do in spring on the CD, Florida Mayo.
It's going to be a lot of fun doing a remix on that, because just so such a different contrast, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and that's the kind of the great thing is that you can take a beautiful piece of music or a beautiful prayer or meditation and extend it to a full audience of all different listeners. So
Right. It
really brings us all together as one, and that's sort of the name of the game, eh?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So good. Well, speaking of performers and presenters, that is the topic of today's show, and we are here with the absolute Maven, the boss. I look up to her in all ways because she is excellent at her craft of bringing people's dynamic message to the world. Jackie Lappin is here with us. So we are going to take a quick break, listen to our great advertisers here on Zeta Global Radio, and we will be back with Jackie Lappin.
Peace and unity.
Baby. Hi, this is Howard Wilkin, producer of Zeta Global Radio. Please join us on Saturday, November 14th, when we welcome Carol Brody Fleet to the show. She's an award-winning author and has recently been included in Chicken Soup for the Soul. You won't want to miss it.
Welcome, everybody, to another fabulous show of Zeta Global Radio. I am your host, Lainey Savante Wilkin, here today to give you all sorts of insight with dynamic ways to deliver your message to the world. And the perfect person who can deliver that and assist you in many, many avenues is Jackie Lappin, founder, visionary, master media relations specialist, and an award-winning best-selling author herself. So I am going to bring the floor right here to Jackie. She is the founder of Conscious Media Relations and here with us calling from California. Welcome, Jackie, to the show.
Hi, Savante. I'm so delighted to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me.
I'm so excited. You cover so much territory in your world, and what's so nice about Zeta Global Radio, which is Conscious Radio, is that here you have a media relations company that is a conscious media relations company. So why don't we, before we even begin getting into this fabulous topic, because I know there are a lot of people out there who have a lot to say, they've got a story to share, they want to write a book, and then there's sort of the ones who have just written a book and don't know really what to do next. So we're going to cover all that territory today, which I'm excited to share with our audience. But I just want to talk first about Conscious Media Relations and what all you do in your agency.
Well, thank you, sweetie. I have been in the publicity area for almost 40 years. And about 8 years ago, I wrote a couple of books in personal growth myself. The second one was the best spiritual book of the year at the International New Age Trade Show. And both of them are award-winning. And I'm thinking to myself, why am I out there doing mainstream media when the media is harder and harder to get and it doesn't seem nearly as satisfying as it used to be? Why don't I just shift the entire agency into serving conscious messengers, people with a message of a global or personal improvement? And that's what we did. And so Conscious Media Relations became an agency that serves messengers, people, companies, products, resources, nonprofits, anybody that's out there to help make a better world. And we're kind of a specialty niche agency. And we do everything from the environmental to the paranormal to the how to live better if you're as a more empowered woman or more conscious man, any of those kinds of messages. So over the course of the last couple of years, we've developed a number of specialties, including our Personal Development Radio Media Tour that reaches 3,000 personal growth radio shows, and our article and excerpt syndication, which reaches 1,500 mind, body, spirit, print, and online media. We spent a lot of years aggregating medias and lists and the people who are contacts that can actually help advance the messages and the work of some of our clients. And so we're very excited because we continue to expand the ways that we are doing that, both done-for-you services, do-it-yourself tools, and ways, and now in the last couple of years, we've now also expanded into speaking, so and with our company, Conscious and Transformational Speakers. So we call ourselves the Conscious Companies, and we cover the whole gamut of how we can help people reach a wider audience. And so I'm really excited about the things that where we've been and where we're headed as well.
Oh, it absolutely does. And I just want to acknowledge you for that when you had that moment where you decided to make the shift, because here at ZGR, we've had had a show, well, we do a series called Spirituality in the Workplace. And the reason for that is that we have many people who say have a 9-to-5 job, but they're really, you know, they're spiritual beings, but they're kind of living this, you know, 3D existence and not really owning the truth of who they are or what they want to bring to the world. And so we started this series. We had two lawyers on, two female lawyers who work all day as, you know, esquires, and here they are really honing in on how to utilize the tools of spirit and everything else into the workplace. So here you are wanting to make a difference by doing that at some point in your life and saying, wow, this is really where I am and who I am and where I want to be and, you know, everything else. Apparently all these years later have magnetized accordingly. So I just wanted to inspire people to really live their truth, because we as all spiritual beings don't need to be over here on the left and work on the right. Like, we could be in the center, as oneness is, by being everything that we are and bringing those gifts to the world. So I just wanted to shout that out to you.
And what I love about this environment, thank you for that shout out,
yeah,
is that as opposed to the mainstream media, which is so reluctant to really bring forth a lot of these kinds of messages that you're talking about, what I love about the conscious media is they're hungry for this content. They're asking for me more. I get emails and phone calls saying, so what have you got for me this month? And it's so nice to be working with people who are ready, willing, and able, as opposed to people that you have to get down on your knees and beg.
Have you seen, from the time that you made the conscious shift in your workplace, have you seen a difference in terms of, are there more avenues? I know, of course, internet, but are there more socially conscious publications? I mean, has it exploded, or is there a few more? Where is it at from, you know, back then to now?
Well, interesting dynamic. The radio side has just exploded. I started out with just 750 radios in our list. We're now well over 3,400 and that's some odd in my health and wellness list.
Wow.
So that continues to grow and grow and grow. And frankly, I need to go out and do another survey to figure out who we've missed, because it keeps growing so fast. From a print situation, certainly the mainstream media is more aware. And, you know, all this talk about mindfulness and meditation. Also, the internet side has exploded with so many more websites that cover this kinds of genre. What's happened, though, is the magazine side. You know, advertising is so challenging in today's world. There are less numbers of magazines covering the conscious sector that are printed, and more of them have actually gone to digital distribution. So that's changed a little bit. There's less newsstand kind of magazines, but there are more that are actually available to people if they're going to just get them on their desktop.
Excellent. Well, those stats are all important for all you budding, inspiring authors out there who do want to publicize your book. And of course, that is the topic of today, which is dynamic ways to deliver your message to the world. So why don't we just get right into it? I know that is your forte amongst all the many things that you do, working with so many authors. But really, let's get into publicizing a book. What's the number one best way to deliver your message to the world? I know that's a broad question, but we can, you know, fine tune it as guided by you, Jackie.
Well, you've actually answered the question, and the answer is a book. Because when you have a book, the world opens up. People are interested because they see this as you offering information. Now, one of the things that we find is if we go to some of these same radio shows and say, okay, I've got somebody who's got a program, an e-course, any one of those other kinds of things, a website, they're far less inclined to open the doors, just simply because they see themselves as being used to sell product for you. On the other hand, a book, that is welcome. They really see that as a way to help improve the lives of their audience. So the doors are wide open when you do a book. So a book basically becomes your excuse to get into the media. So, and that's why a book is so important. It's your calling card. It's the way to open doors from a speaking standpoint. It's a way to opportunity to get on television. Books are really that critical entree point to delivering your message. So if you have a message to deliver, figure out a distinct way to deliver it. You don't want to make it the book sound like everything else in the world. You know, my book are on practical conscious creation. Now, certainly they are manifesting books, and certainly there have been a ton of manifesting books out there. However, my take on it, practical ways to raise your frequency on a day-to-day basis, is very different than what everybody else is offering. And so I'm always welcome to, on interviews. But you have to be very clear on what's different and distinctive about your message, and that it's not just an aggregate of whatever has been out there before. So it has to have a unique positioning and take in order to be of interest to the media. So that's your first way. And, of course, there are lots of ways to bring a book into the world today. You can obviously go the traditional route, get an agent, present it to a traditional publisher and get them to say yes. That takes an awful long time before you actually see it in print today. And, of course, the revenue you get from it is minimal. It's about $1 a book. The other option is to do print-on-demand self-publishing, something along that line, and there are a gazillion different options in that. We actually offer one package, but there are lots of different ways to do it, inexpensive ways. And then your book can be out quickly. You can generate more of the income. You don't have to put out a lot of books. You can just order them as you need them in terms of numbers. That's the blessings of today's system. So definitely, if you have a message to deliver, put it in writing and get a book out.
It's almost like back in the day when people wouldn't look at your resume unless you had a degree on there. It was like that was your calling card to even establish you as somebody who is ready to, step into the next level. So now it's like a book, like you said, is the calling card that really gets you going. And I'm glad you mentioned those steps because so many people have come to me. In fact, I've been around, also representing clients with Cindercone Media as, here I am, I've got this great work, I'm doing all these workshops, I want to get a book out there. I know that's the way, of getting established. And how do I go about doing it? Do I self-publish? Do I, go to a publisher? Like, what are all the steps? So is there even, do you teach a course or you do consulting on really, do you look at somebody and say, okay, your sort of book, I think you need to go to a publisher, or you can do it self-publishing, or does it come down to budget?
It comes down to a lot of different things. And I can advise people, there's no question about, and we can send them different ways, but there's also sort of a place in between, and that's getting your book written. And some people say, oh, I've been trying for years and I've never gotten it out, or I need somebody to guide me. We have lots of different resources that we can point you to, people who help you get a book done in a weekend, other people that will actually ghostwrite your book, and everything in between. So what's right for one person isn't necessarily right for another, definitely there are a lot of varieties of ways to get from point A to point B. We're happy to support people on evaluating that.
Terrific. All right, we're going to take a break here on Zeta Global Radio, listen to some of our amazing advertisers here sharing their gifts to the world. Stick around. We'll be back so much more with Jackie Lappin, Conscious Media Relations, on dynamic ways to deliver your message to the world.
Hello and blessings, ZGR listeners. I'm Tom Carlson from Tech Love in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Tech Love is a conscious community of light center located in the heart of Nob Hill. Our space offers a warm and inviting setting for all of your gatherings. We invite and enjoy hosting pilgrims who are guided in the oneness throughout the world. From meditation and channeling groups, drum circles, kirtans, and other healing events, we are here as a physical location to draw people into communication with their higher purpose, oneness. If you're coming through New Mexico or already here, visit us at 3901 Central Avenue Northeast, just east of Carlisle, or visit us on the web, techlove.us. Namaste.
Hi, I'm Dr. Carla Garcia, head of the Thermography Center with two locations in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Dallas, Texas. We've been in business supporting women's health for over 16 years. We use an FDA-registered Class 1 medical camera, which allows us to perform both breast and full body screenings. There's no radiation, no painful compression, and it's safe for implants and works well for dense breast tissue. we're offering a special 10% discount now for ZGR listeners through the end of 2015 on either the breast or full body screenings. Please visit DallasFortWorthThermography.com or ThermographyNM.com, or you can call our offices at 469-249-0065 in the Dallas area, 505-271-6608 in New Mexico. I look forward to meeting you.
Edgewood Acupuncture Wellness, offering all of your one-stop wellness needs, including acupuncture, Chinese herbal medicine, NAET allergy elimination treatment, massage therapy, chiropractic, nutritional, herbal, and wellness counseling. It's full comprehensive care for the entire family. We're conveniently located next to Tractor Supply Company in Edgewood, New Mexico. Dr. Ann Losi, DOM, has been practicing for 12 years in the Edgewood area. Edgewood Acupuncture Wellness also features Dr. Heath Alvarez, DC Chiropractic Adjustments, Chandra Martin, Massage Therapy, and Rachel Irwin, also Massage Therapy. We offer sliding scale fees for acupuncture, and our chiropractic adjustments are only $30. Again, come visit Edgewood Acupuncture Wellness, offering all of your one-stop wellness needs. ZGR is proud to announce the launch of ZetaGlobalRadio.com, a community hub where you can listen to ZGR archives, converse with your fellow listeners, and learn a bit more about the world around you. Please visit us at ZetaGlobalRadio.com and sign up to receive our newsletter. Blessings from all of us here at ZGR.
Welcome back to ZGR. I am Savante here with Jackie Lappin, Conscious Media Relations. And if you're just tuning in, we are talking about dynamic ways to deliver your message to the world. And the first step is publicizing a book and how to go about that. And Jackie Lappin is with Conscious Media Relations, founder of a media relations agency that specializes in all matters relating to mind, body, and spirit, which is really a thrill for all of us who have traveled in this tribal community for so long and have looked for a way to be acknowledged and understood, and realizing that now there is a much bigger platform out there that all of us can share our messages and how we can all sort of cross synergize with each other. And I think Jackie is a pivotal force in that because she's so connected into not only all of her clients but all the media out there. And really, you keep great tabs, as you said. You have a whole aggregate of what you're collecting of information, that we are growing as a community and being heard and hopefully making a difference. I know for sure that we're here to, you know, invoke oneness, and it sounds like what you're doing, and I know emphatically by my own experience that that's exactly what you're doing with the beautiful subject matters that you have with your clientele. So thank you for that. Let's just keep going, Jackie.
Thanks, Savante.
Sure. So go ahead. We were talking about all the different ways to kind of get started, but do you want to kind of move into other options, or where do we go next sort of on this journey of delivering our message to the world?
Well, I think the next thing is, now that you've got a book, how do you connect to the audiences? And one of the key ways that we have discovered is radio. And, of course, now you not just have the broadcast radio, you have satellite radio, you have internet radio, and you have podcasts. And so we, fortunately, what we've done is we've built this extensive database of more than 3,000 radio shows. We say we're agnostic, so that we don't care what the platform is, as long as you're trying to deliver specifically to this audience and you love this kind of content. So a lot of times what we'll do is we'll take an author and we'll do a radio media tour where we will offer them 2,000-3,000 personal growth radio shows, plus all the morning drive and the general talk shows. And then we have specialty lists like paranormal and health and wellness and relationships and women's and conscious business and a variety of other lists that really dovetail with the messages that we're delivering. And so we'll blast it out to all of those media, and then we'll start matching people with the responses. And it's a very effective way to actually deliver a message in a very contained period of time. The interviews generally last anywhere from up to 3 months by the time you fill the schedule. And it gives people a wonderful way to never have to leave their home and to be able to just sit there and talk to audiences all over the world. And
wow.
So many of these now are on iHeart and, many of these on iTunes and these other services. So they're not just being heard specifically on that particular show. They're being accessed through these worldwide platforms. And so we do a tremendous amount of that. And we're very excited that, people can actually go to the Raves page on Conscious Media Relations, and they can see what other people have said about doing this. And, in fact, we work with everybody from Don Miguel Ruiz to Dr. Joe Vitale, James Twyman, Denise Lynn, Chris and Janet Atwood. So, and everything down to first-time authors. So we're really pretty excited about that. And then one of the new things that we're really, really excited about is sometime in the next 60 days, we're going to launch something called Transformational Radio Insider, and that's going to give people the tools to begin actually booking some of their own transformational radio. And that's going to be pretty exciting. It's going to be a low-cost monthly fee to give you the leads where you can book your own radio. So we're really excited about that. And anybody who's interested in that, if they want to just drop me a line in the meantime, I'll make sure that they get notified when we're launching on that. So anybody can reach me at Jackie@ConsciousMediaRelations.com. So
well, I love that. I mean, I think everything that you're doing, and it falls in line, of course, at Zeta as a radio show. We are always looking for, beautiful authors and conscious speakers, and of course you have so many of them, and we'd love to have them on the show. But what's really nice, and from the old way where you had the terrestrial radio, and I say this to advertisers all the time, is that you may get your 30 or 60 seconds and then it's gone. You're attracting that audience who's just listening that moment, where shows like ours, which are archived and podcast, if you will, have that ability, especially for the authors, to have this longevity. We find that our show, which is on BBS Radio, 80%, I think it is, or I don't know, the number's very high of how many people who go back to archives. So really, although they're on a tour, their interview can have tons of longevity because people go back, they scan the archives, they look for the topic that speaks to them, and they listen to it as background music while they're at work or wherever they are. But I think the whole advent of archives and podcasts have really sort of maximize the potentiality for awareness of a author. So it's exciting seeing how people are expanding through the mediums on both sides of the fence as we are seeing it.
And the other nice thing about it is you used to get 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes on an interview on broadcast. You now can do full hour-long interviews on internet radio shows that gives you an opportunity to really launch into and get into deep what your topic is. And, that's a really important factor. We actually, we encourage when we do our media kits for clients or have them do their own media kits, it's not 5 or 10 questions anymore. We make them do 20 questions because the interview can go long. And that's
sure.
a real benefit.
Well, it's funny. I've had so many people on this show in the last 6 months, and a lot of them asked me to write questions. And I said, well, I don't usually do that because I'm so in the moment. I just want to see what spirit unfolds, and we just kind of go with the flow. And some of them, although they're not used to it because they like the structure, I said, well, try this out, and let's just be in conversation. So I think authors out there, be prepared for really anything, because it's not always like, here are your questions. This is what I'm going to be giving to you. It's like it allows them to expand a little bit in the moment. So all sorts of way to do it. So we've talked about radio. What about TV? How are things with your clients? Yeah.
The best way to do TV is local television. And so if you're a local, then you're going to have a much better shot of getting on it. Or if you're going into a city and you're doing some kind of presentation or event, then you have a shot at getting on local television. National TV today is very challenging if it's a spiritual self-improvement kind of content. Self-help especially, you might get on local, but if you're looking at national TV, basically they're going to look at it only largely traditionally produced books, traditionally published. And yeah. And for a lot of the people who were open to this kind of content before, Larry King, Oprah, Ricky Lake, they're off the air. There's a very limited number of national shows today. So, you know, you really, really have to have a very compelling pitch or somehow be in the news or connected to something that happened in the news in order to get on national television today.
So you really have to be like the Deepak Chopras, the Miriam, I mean, really either establishing a career or something, like you said, that's made a huge break. And I hope that shifts. I mean, I hope there will come a day where this is as mainstream as it is, but we're still sort of this micro community is what you're saying.
Well, and then there's internet TV. So there's opportunities to get on TV, but they're not going to be on broadcast. There's a number of shows that are now doing this kind of content, but they're doing it online. And there's probably a half a dozen ones that I can just think of off the top of my head. So there are ways to have a visibility, but they won't necessarily be on the channels that you dial when you're turning your TV tuner.
Okay. Well, what about print in print options? Is that pretty much a still burgeoning community? Is it still a very good way if someone is on a limited budget to? Is it an opportunity to get the awareness out about your craft or your service or your gift?
Absolutely. You want to try to be topical. You want to maybe try something in with holidays or celebrities or something like that that's going to be, that's going to appeal specifically to the media that your mainstream media. Mainstream's always the hardest, but that doesn't mean you can't get in there. You just have to be really creative. There's a lot of genre media that are hungry for this kind of content. We have a database, as I indicated, of 1,500 mind, body, spirit, print, and online media, where we actually will syndicate articles and excerpts to those media, and then record for the author what they've said, which ones are running it, the post, the things where they posted. We also, online has created a much bigger opportunity for people. There's so many websites out there, and many of them are hungry for content. So some of the things that we've done is we've aggregated in our Tools for Authors sections of our website, for example, 80 different websites that are seeking mind, body, spirit articles that you can upload yourself. There's a list of media that are looking for health and wellness and spirituality guest posts. There are resources there that can help you tune into the media that are like this. For example, there's a list of book social networks. So that's 80 different book social networks. So these things are ways that you can get visibility on the net. And we do a lot of work where we work with media, with our clients to activate exclusives with certain kinds of media. Like, for example, Mind Body Green has 12 million readers. The Good Men Project has 8 million readers. So we're always looking for ways to create articles exclusive for those audiences that are willing to run this kind of content. So, you look around, explore those options. Yes, the opportunities are expanding. They're just expanding in different ways that they have traditionally. It's less big national publications, more niche publications. Many of them are going to the web, and then you have websites that are open and willing.
Excellent. So just to clarify that, and then we'll take a short break here, you can go the article route without having written your book, or should you have had your book written first, and then that's your calling card to have the credibility to establish an article?
Specific articles for that purpose, or you can take excerpts from your book and launch those out as well.
Wow, lots of options. Okay, stick around. When we come back with Jackie Lappin, we're going to talk about speaking engagements, other ways to get your message out to the world. We'll be right back. You're listening to ZGR. Zeta Global Radio wants to thank you for listening over our first 5 months. We've had many great shows, from filmmakers making a great impact on the big screen to learning about why we dream the way we do, to powerful leaders who are making big differences in the world of nonprofits. We invite you to go back and listen to all of our show archives at bbsradio.com www.zetaglobalradio.com/ZGR or our brand new Zeta Continuum YouTube channel. Listen while you work and be inspired. We always invite you to contact us at info@thelabnm.com or our Zeta Global Radio Facebook page with your feedback on how we're doing, a suggested story, or to be part of our positive news segment covering dynamic events and news from all over the globe. We look forward to bringing you more compelling speakers, authors, and topics that expand us all and unites us as one. Welcome to Natural Awakenings November. The November issue kicks off the holiday season. Read about experiencing gratitude all day long, true wealth, living a life you love, and tips for natural skincare and reading cosmetic labels. Natural Awakenings magazine will launch their first annual Healthy and Green Living Directory in February 2016. This special annual guide will reach over 50,000 readers and will be distributed throughout the year. Early bird pricing starts now at $99 for 12 months' worth of exposure. For all the details, visit Natural Awakenings, NNM, that's two N's, .com/advertise or call 505-999-1319. Wishing you a happy Thanksgiving from Natural Awakenings Magazine.
Conscious media maven Jackie Lapin invites you to explore luminaryvoices.com. Are you a booking agent, festival promoter, or organization looking for the best in spiritual and conscious presenters? Or are you that incredible speaker or performer looking to reach a worldwide audience that's awakening and ready to experience your divine gifts? Visit luminaryvoices.com, Lapin's newest and exciting web portal dedicated to conscious messengers. To join, visit luminaryvoices.com or contact them to book a presenter today. I'm Howard Wolkin, and I produce the Zeta Global Radio Show. In addition, I'm a 30-year veteran of the music business coming from New York City. Jackie represents my spiritual EDM project, Bison. She's an amazing force in the spiritual community, and I'm thrilled to be counted amongst her roster.
It's a perfect time to give yourself or someone you love the gift of health. Trisha Wilson with Trinity Massage and Healing, a specialist in deep tissue, is now offering ZGR listeners 80 minutes for the price of 60 with your first experience in clearing those hidden blocks in the body. Taking appointments in Albuquerque, New Mexico and Denver, Colorado. Call or text now at 757-576-6565 and get ready to melt the pain away. That's 757-576-6565. This is Lainey Savante-Wolkin, your host of ZGR, and I've been an absolutely grateful client of Trisha's for many years. Book with her and mention ZGR and see exactly what I mean. She's quite the goddess. Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio. This is Lainey Savante-Wolkin here with Jackie Lapin, who is the founder and visionary, master media relations specialist, and she's also an award-winning best-selling author, has an amazing guidance for you with her agency, Conscious Media Relations, out in California. And we've been talking so much today about how to deliver your dynamic ways to deliver your message to the world. And we've talked about radio, we've talked about print, we've talked about TV even, online, social media. And so now let's talk about other ways, you know, live public speaking, and certainly that's a whole other way to bring your message to the world. So Jackie, take it away.
Well, speaking is such a critical way to actually sell books and to get enroll people in your coaching programs and your teleseminars and your masterminds and of all those other kinds of ways to bring people into your halo, so to speak. And so one of the things we did this year was we expanded into something called Conscious and Transformational Speakers, where we can help messengers do that. Now, you don't necessarily have to be a full-on keynote speaker with, you know, years of experience and get on those big stages. There are lots of other ways to get started on this journey, and that's why we decided to really focus on taking people and putting them on stages at Unity and Spiritual Living Centers and women's organizations and yoga centers and civic organizations and Whole Foods and places where you're not actually going to get paid necessarily to get on the stage, though you can actually develop workshops where you can generate funds, but you're going to have a way to get up close and personal with the people that could be your next client or follower or book buyer. And,
sure.
You know, and so we're very excited. We charge people a monthly fee. We get the, we're out there aggressively pursuing this. Whereas, you know, other options, you can go and you can get a speaker's bureau and they can help you do that. But a lot of times with spiritual self-help people, you know, they're not necessarily welcome in that environment. They're looking for hard business kinds of people and, you know, or people with a dramatic motivational experience, you know, that, you know, they got up and walked out of their wheelchair and things like that. Well, that's a great story on our side as well. But we at least, you know, are really committed to helping people who are our messengers in any aspect of conscious improvement and improving the life. So we really get out there and do that. And we have a page that I'm that is our acclaim page on conscious and transformational speakers, which is tells you a little bit about, you know, who's already using our services. And then, you know, we also do book tours. So if you got a book, you know, this is one of the fastest and best ways to get out there. So we construct book tours. We work with bookstores all over the country to do that. And we work with the Canyon Ranches and the Omegas and the Miravals and all of those kinds of things. So those are great ways to get your feet wet and get out into the world and have somebody really be your advocate. Now, that's not only the only other way. If you don't have the money for a monthly fee, then what we created something called Luminary Voices. And luminaryvoices.com is a good place to see it. And it's a showcase where people can actually position themselves so that they can be seen by speaker bookers that we are sending there. We're getting actually ready to send out a press release. We've already sent notes to 1,000 different speaker bookers saying, come here and bookmark this website. And where, you know, you can actually just sign on. It's only $250 a year. And then put in your information kind of like you were doing in a Facebook page. You know, just fill in the form and there you are and your face rotates on the homepage. Now, another thing that we're doing to help people get out and speak is sometimes people want to do their own speaking engagements, and so, but they need a really powerful speaker one sheet, which is benefit-driven, and this is really important. You know, you can put your bio on a piece of paper, and that's not going to get necessarily going to get people to hire you. You need to explain to them what is the benefit to the audience, and our speaker one sheets have testimonials and three presentations and the benefit-driven bio, and so, you know, that's another service that we perform for speakers. And then the last thing is, and I'm very excited about this, we are launching something called Speakertunity. And that is going to be a service where people can get transformational speaking leads, places where they can book themselves. And it's going to be, again, a small monthly fee, and it's going to be really exciting where people can get information twice a month that they can use for their own benefit and do it on their own. So, and we have on the lower right-hand corner of Conscious and Transformational Speakers, we have a pre-sign-up form where people can go there to make sure that we include you once we get ready to launch. So that's, again, going to be something in the next 60 days or so. So very excited about all these resources to get people out there and speaking.
Wow, huge. Well, that was a lot of information. And what we'll do is on our Facebook page, our Zeta Global Radio Facebook page, we'll go ahead and list some of these websites. Of course, you've been hearing the Luminary Voices commercial running on Zeta Global Radio, and we will provide all the information you need to start to learn to do some of this work on your own or to work with Jackie and her organization in the different ways to get up and running. One of the questions that's been brought to me several times, and I don't know if there's if it's more individually based on depending on the person, but what comes first, the chicken or the egg? Is it better to do maybe some teleseminars first to kind of see if people are resonating with your material and then generate an audience and then start going out and doing the live workshops? Or does it work the other way, or does it not matter? I mean, these are questions that have come our way, which is really, you know, of course, what is the most dynamic way to bring their message? Does one, you know, one preclude the other?
Well, I think that none of that should be overlooked. And doing your own telesummit can be very, very time-consuming, and that is, assuming that you're talking about multiple speakers, so you really need to be prepared to put a lot of investment of time and energy into that. It is a good way to drive people to fill a room. I think you're better off if you do, a sequence of things of teleconferences where you're the primary speaker. That's an easier thing to do. And getting on other people's teleseminars is challenging only because you need to be able to either sell a product or have a very large list. Most TeleSummit partners are looking for people with a list of 20,000 and more. So, but yes, teleprograms, that's a good program to do to help sell a room. But you can also start building your audience by doing smaller speaking engagements and using that to enroll people into a big paid event. And that's probably one of the more successful strategies that are used by speakers today. They do a lot of unpaid engagements in a community, driving people to a paid event. That tends to work the best because that up close and personal one-on-one is a very, very effective way to get people to want to come and spend more time with you.
Yeah, agreed. I think you can talk to someone over the phone, but there's nothing like being right there and feeling that energy, the energy to one-on-one, the energy in the room, feeding off other people who are come together. Because I always believe that if everyone's in one place at one time, they all have something in common, or there's a thread of commonality there. So that's always a nice piece to experience. You mentioned lists. Now, I know that I've always known that how important it is that people build their databases. Is that something you help people with, or they have to come with a list? I know you just mentioned, that 20,000 is kind of what they're looking for. So explain that a little bit, because I know everyone's always talking about how to build a database.
There are so many different ways to do that. I think participating in joint venture programs is probably one of the most effective ways to do that. And we're doing one right now where these ladies have gotten together and they're giving away free stuff. And that's all it is. It's just a giveaway. And, for example, we're giving away a 3-month enrollment in Conscious and Transformational Speakers and one Luminary Voice. And but we're with 30 other women and men who are sending it out to their massive lists. And so we're getting new people into our community by virtue of the fact that they're coming in through other people. And so that's a really, really beneficial way to participate. So either joint venturing with others, joining a joint venture program. There's actually Chris Van Buren runs an operation where you can actually get involved in sort of a joint venture community. There's lots of different ways, but I think that JVs in some way, shape, or form, and that includes TeleSummits and TeleSeminars. If you were going with somebody who may not want a list of 20,000 and they may have a smaller group and they want to band together with a bunch of other people, I think those are the primary ways to get out and get the world. And the other thing, of course, is being very, very active on social networking and building those kinds of communities that you can send to them and say, hey, come do this, join up, take this free test, get this free whatever, and then bring them into your opt-in list. Those are ongoing ways that I think are very active, very effective ways at building your opt-in list.
Wow, that's terrific. So what's the best way of reaching you out of all the different things you said? ConsciousMediaRelations.com, or what's the first step to start working with you, Jackie?
Two websites, ConsciousMediaRelations.com and ConsciousAndTransformationalSpeakers.com. And everything else you're going to find on those websites that we've talked about today, and then direct you into the appropriate direction. And then you can always contact me at Jackie@ConsciousMediaRelations.com, or you can call me at 818-707-1473. All of that is great. And then, of course, you can also Facebook me, and, I'm more than happy to connect that way, or LinkedIn.
Now, if people are listening to you from other countries, we have several. I think we're 50-plus now and growing in terms of the listenership for Zeta Global Radio. Are people able to work with you from other countries? Are you more working with U.S. American-based? Or what's your spectrum in terms of your ability to help clients?
Oh, we definitely work with people from other countries. The one thing that we tell them is if they're going to do a radio media tour, they need to have a Skype phone number, not just a Skype address, but a Skype phone number, and they must be willing to get up at all hours of the night to accommodate American radio.
Sure.
So our media is North American-based, both Canada and the U.S., but our clients aren't necessarily all here. They just have that flexibility and don't mind getting up at the middle of the night in Australia or in England or in South America. So absolutely, we're more than willing to work with people. And we do a lot of Skype meetings with people, so that's easy to communicate just be face-to-face to get things done.
That's great. And we here at ZGR, we have speakers who've called in from all over. And we had somebody here recently, Jacqueline Maria Longstaff, called in from Denmark. And, you know, you just make it work. That's what's so nice about technology these days. And, you know, they can get on, like you said, the Skype and be ready to interview at a time that, you know, is mutually agreeable. Or, you know, you just kind of, that's part of your tour and getting your name out there is, you know, willing to just rally at the different time zones. But that's what's kind of nice is that we have those capabilities now to do that.
Hear, hear. Thank you for the technology. I was just also writing, you know, that another thing that this has transformed is back-of-the-room sales, you know, with the Square and PayPal, these little attachments on your smartphone. You know, that certainly makes that a whole lot easier than it used to be. There's just
Absolutely.
So many advances that technology has provided that make it easier to be an effective messenger out into the world.
Well, Jackie, thank you so much for being here today. Thank you so much for all the listeners out there and for those aspiring authors and self-help and self-improvement. Thank you for all the work that everybody's doing to make this world a better place. I am Lainey Savante-Wolken, and I'm thrilled that you are here today, and I wish you a fabulous rest of your weekend. And again, we'll have more info on Jackie Lappin and her agency on Zeta Global Radio, and we wish you a fabulous day. Take care.